My name is Vittor Bertocci, and I'm here to give you an update on our Windows Azure Toolkit for iOS. We just released a new version. We are at 1.2 now, and this release is chock full of new capabilities. And specifically, in line with my interest, we added the capability of taking advantage of the Windows Azure Access Control Service. Now, this webcast is all going to be about the ACS integration. Wade Wagner, who is the driver of this project, is going to release a webcast where he's going to touch on all the aspects of this release. And I strongly encourage you to check out that webcast, because then you will actually understand the entire breadth and the various moving parts that I'll just mention and use here, but not really explain into any depth. And just to give you a very quick idea of what's in this package, the page you see here is our GitHub repository for the project. And as you can see here, we have various elements. We have the usual library, which we provide with Objective-C snippets, which you can use for taking advantage of those new capabilities. We have samples where we actually show all those snippets in action, and we show you how to put them together to get a finished application. Of course, we have documentation, and new with this release, we have a set of cloud-ready packages. Again, please follow what Wade is going to say about it, but just in a nutshell, cloud-ready packages are substantially packages, archives, that are ready to go for you to just deploy in Windows Azure without having to go into any of those details. And as we can see in a moment, we will provide with tools which allow you to just configure those packages so that you can go ahead and use your application without actually having to get your hands straight into Windows Azure. Now, the thing that I'm going to show you today is a tool which we devised for you to actually automatically configure your application and the services which take advantage of that through management APIs so that you don't have to be exposed to the details. There is no link yet in GitHub, but at the time in which you will see this webcast, there will be. And without further ado, let me actually go and show you this tool. Here is our tool. Here, this Mac OS thing is kind of like hard to wrap my head around. So you'll see me doing goofy things here and there. I hope you'll be patient with me. So the first screen that you get is basically a welcome in which it tells you what we are going to do with this tool. And that's exactly what I just mentioned. This is going to help you to configure your application and the services which we take advantage of. In the first screen here, what you are asked for is the coordinates that you need to use for actually taking advantage of your storage account in Windows Azure. And here I have a set of keys that are ready for me to just cut and paste. This one, and let me select also the key. Oops, I knew that. Of course, instead of making cut and paste, I did something weird. Okay, so at this point, we have all we need for using the Windows Azure storage. Now here we are instead importing the SSL certificate that we are going to use for securing our communication with the CloudReady package, which substantially contains a proxy and a number of services which you can use for decoupling your application from the resources that you are going to use. So here I'm just importing the certificate for extracting the thumbprint. And then moving forward, here you have the option of securing your application using a classic username and passwords or by using the Windows Azure Access Control Service. Again, I invite you to follow the webcast from Wade, but here I'll just tell you that we have a number of different cloud packages, and depending on the kind of the style of authentication you want to use, you will pick a different one. And of course, I'm sure you have no doubts about which one I'm going to pick. Now here, if you have seen what we have done for the Windows Phone 7 version of the toolkit, here it's pretty much the same. What I'm being asked for is determining which access control service namespace I want to use for keeping all my settings, and the management key. Management key which is being used by the configuration tool for reaching out to the access control service and automatically configure everything so that I don't have to. Now, how do I obtain those things? If you follow this link, you will actually land on one page which explains how to navigate the portal. Now, this page, as you can see, lives on Codeplex, but the content is pretty much the same of what you'd need because the portal is the same. And in any case, when you will see this webcast, this content is going to be available also on GitHub. So that's just for warning you if you will see something slightly different. And it's actually pretty straightforward because all I needed to do is to go on the AppFabric portal, which is available in the management portal here. So I would go to the service bus, and I'm not going to do that now because I have all I need in my key file, but you see how it goes. So let me come back here, retrieve my namespace and my management key. Okay, and we are good to go. And this is the end of our wizard. At this point, I can decide to copy the settings to the clipboard if I intended to use them right away, or I can save them to a file. And besides generating this file, we will also, in this phase, reach out to the access control service and set all the various configuration settings that we decided to use. So when I hit save, I'm asked to save it somewhere. Let me choose the desktop. And as you can see here, now we are actually reaching out and calling the management API of Access Control Service. And at this point, we are done. As you can see, we now have the configuration file in here, and we are done. So at this point, if we look at what we have in here, as you can see, we have substantially a fragment of what we would normally put in the CSCFG file, which is the way in which Windows Azure configures its running instances. And here I have various settings which have been automatically generated by gathering the info that I just gave, but also by, for example, reading from the access control service which key is going to be used for assigning tokens. And I won't go into the details here, but the point is that here I can easily select settings like I'm doing now. Let's say that I want to change just these. And then I can go back to my portal. I can select the place where I deployed my Cloud Ready package. And if I hit on Configure, basically I have a chance of selecting the current configuration and pasting the settings that were automatically generated for me. So basically I don't have to do anything complicated. I can just come here and use it as is. Now, I don't need to do it in this case because for the purpose of this demo, everything is already configured. So I'm actually skipping that step. Okay, so at this point we are ready to give to our application a go. So let me go to Xcode. Here I have my application, which is already completely configured thanks to all the steps which we have followed so far, and now we are ready to give it a go. So if I hit run, here I get my simulator going, and as you can see, I got my list of identity providers directly from the access control service. Those are the identity providers which we configure by default. However, you are free to go there and add and modify whatever you want, and this list will be automatically adjusted on the fly. If I hit Windows Live ID, let's sign in with my good friend Adam Carter. AdamCarter.com. Okay. And we hit go. And now we are in. Here we are in the application, just like that. And I can gain access to all the things that my user has been enabled to access. And as you can see, I didn't have to basically do anything. Thanks to the fact that I am outsourcing all these to the access control service, I'm able to take advantage of all those different identity providers in my iOS app without really having to learn anything about specific protocols and all the usual advantages of using a platform as a service, as we are used to with the access control service. Now, as we mentioned at the very beginning, all this is on GitHub, and we invite you to give it a try, and if you want to fill bugs, if you want to create your own branch, feel free, by all means. We accepted the merge in the past, and we are very glad when you take a look at this, give us feedback, give us ideas, and contribute. This is all goodness for us. Now, that's just a taste of what you can do with this new release of the Windows Azure Toolkit for iOS. And once again, I know I said that a number of times, but please, please, please check out the webcast and the blog post that Wade is writing about it, because that will give you the full breadth of what you can do with this release, and it's so much more than just the part that I've seen. And that's it. Thanks for listening.